The Woodwos. Read. Smoke engulfed me, thick and billowing. It smothered my nose, my mouth, my eyes. Though I couldn't see her, I could still hear Lou as she screamed, as she raged against her mother, who laughed and laughed and laughed. I waded through the smoke to reach her, to tell her I was fine. Read! Ansel bellowed. Jean-Luc's voice soon joined his, shouting over the din as audience members fled for safety, as witches shrieked and footsteps pounded, thick as the smoke in the air. But where was the fire? I patted my chest, searching for the sharp heat of flames, but there were none. Instead, there was... Claude Devereux stood beside me, offering me a sly smile. In his hands, he held the ball of flames, shrinking now, smoking wildly, and in his eyes, I blinked rapidly through the smoke. For just a moment, his eyes seemed to flicker with something ancient and wild, something green. I yielded a step in astonishment. The faint earthiness I'd smelled within Troop de Fortune's wagons had returned tenfold. It overwhelmed the smoke, doused the cavern in the scent of pine sap and lichen, fresh soil and hay. I thought, you said you weren't a witch. And I'm still not, dear boy. We couldn't find you. In the tunnels, we couldn't. My ducklings had gone missing, hadn't they? He straightened my coat with a tight smile. Never fear. I shall find them. Beyond the smoke, Lou still screamed. It filled my ears, hindering all other thought. And though sweet Xena knew better, the temptation of violence proved too much to resist. Such bloodlust in that one. I found her in the tunnels while I searched for the others. Poor Seraphine had no choice but to follow, and I couldn't very well leave them unprotected. I had hoped to return before the situation here escalated. Better to prevent than to heal, you know. But alas, he looked over his shoulder toward Morgan's laughter. Her sickness may consume us all. If you'll excuse me, he parted the smoke with the flick of his wrist. Lou and Morgan materialized, circling each other with their hands raised. Past them, Ansel shielded Celie in his arms, and Jean-Luc and Coco fought back to back against a trio of witches. Above us, Beau ushered panicked revelers to the exits, the body of a witch cooled at Blaze's feet, throat torn open, but another had cornered him, her hands contorted wildly. Two chasseurs reached her first. When Devereux stepped out of the smoke, Lou and Morgan both froze. I followed behind. You! Morgan snarled at him, and she stumbled, actually stumbled backward. Devereux sighed. Yes, darling. Me. And with those words, Claude Devereux began to change, growing taller, broader, his form stretched over even me. Cloven hooves burst from his polished shoes, stag antlers erupted from his styled curls, a crown of oaken branches wove around them. Pupils narrowing abruptly to slits, his eyes gleamed in the darkness like a cat's. He stared down at us in silence for several seconds. I took a shaky breath. Holy shit! Lou gaped up at him in disbelief, in confusion. I edged toward her. You're the Woodwos! Winking, he tipped his hat to her. It vanished in a burst of lilacs, which he presented to her with a flourish.
"'Tis a pleasure to meet you, little one."
His voice was deeper now, ancient, as if it hailed from the earth itself.
I do apologize for not revealing myself sooner, but these are strange and difficult times.
But you aren't real. You're a goddamn fairy tale.
As are you, Louise.
His yellow eyes crinkled.
As are you.
You shouldn't have come here, Henri.
Morgan said through tight lips. She still hadn't lowered her hands.
I'll kill all of them, to spite you.
He smiled without warmth, revealing pointed fangs.
Tread carefully, darling. I am not a dog who must obey his master's summons.
His voice grew harder, fiercer, at Morgan's grimace.
I am the wild. I am all that inhabits the land. All things that are made and unmade. In my hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind. The mountains bow to my whim. The wild animals honor me. I am the shepherd and the flock.
Despite herself, Morgan yielded a step. You know the old laws. You cannot intervene.
I cannot directly intervene.
He drew to his full height, looming over her, over us all, his cat-like eyes flashing.
But my sister, she is displeased with your recent exploits, Morgan. Very displeased.
Your sister, Lou repeated faintly.
Morgan paled.
Everything I've done. I've done for her. Soon her children will be free.
And your child will be dead.
Frowning, he reached down to touch her cheek. She didn't recoil. Instead, she leaned into his touch. I wanted to look away. I couldn't. Not when profound sadness welled in this strange being's eyes. Not when it slid as a tear down Morgan's cheek.
What has happened to you, my love? What evil poisoned your spirit?
Now she did recoil. The tear curled into smoke on her cheek.
You left me!
The word broke something in her, and she leapt into movement, thrusting her hands toward him. Lou lifted her own instinctively. I followed a second too late, dropping one of my knives, cursing as it skidded across the ground past Morgan. She didn't see it, thrusting her hands at Devereaux again and again. He only flicked his wrist and sighed. The sharp scent of cedar wood engulfed us.
You knew that won't work on me, darling,
he said irritably. With another flick, Morgan sailed directly upward, suspended as if pinned to a tree. Her palms snapped together. The tumult around us quieted as everyone turned to stare.
I am the land. Your magic comes from me.
When she screamed in frustration, flailing wildly, he ignored her.
But you're right,
he continued.
I never should have left. It is a mistake I will not make twice.
He paced before a line of corpses, growing steadily taller with each step. Nausea pitched violently in my stomach when I looked closer, when I recognized my mouth on one face, my nose on another, my jaw, my eyes. Devereaux spotted the toddler, and his voice darkened.
For too long, I've sat quietly, watching you drown others, watching you founder yourself, but no longer. I will not let you do this, ma chanson.
He glanced at Lou, and the terrible fury in his eyes softened.
She could have been ours, but she's not,
Morgan spat, throat bulging with strain.
She's not mine, and she's not yours. She's his. She's theirs.
She pointed to me, to Ansel, to Coco and Jean-Luc, to Beau and Blaze.
She was never mine. She has chosen her side. If it's the last thing I do, I will make her suffer as her sisters have suffered.
Several witches crept toward the main tunnel now. Blaze, face bloody, mouth dripping, blocked the entrance. But he numbered only one. When the witches engaged, streaking past, the chasseurs gave chase, deserting us. Ansel edged back to guard the smaller actor's tunnel. Trembling beside the corpses, Celie stood alone. When she turned to look at me, alive, terrified, I beckoned her over. The slightest twitch of my fingers. Her face crumpled, and she raced toward us. Lou caught her, and I wrapped my arms around them both. We would survive this. All of us. I didn't care what Coco's vision said. Devereaux watched us for a moment, his expression wistful, before turning back to Morgan. He shook his head.
You are a fool, my love. She is your daughter. Of course she could have been yours.
With a wave of his hand, Morgan floated back to the ground. Her hands broke apart.
This game is over. My sister, has grown rather fond of Louise.
My arms tightened around her, and, shuddering with relief, she dropped her head to my shoulder. To my surprise, Celie stroked her hair. Just once, a simple gesture of comfort, of hope. The unlikeliness of it startled me, shattered me, and warm relief swept in. My knees buckled. We really would survive this. All of us. With Devereaux and his sister on our side, a god and goddess, Morgane's hands were tied. For all her power, she was human. She couldn't hope to fight this war and win. Panting and flexing her wrists, she glared at Devereaux with pure animosity. "Your sister is the fool." His eyes flattened, and he motioned for Blaze and Ansel to step away from the tunnel entrances.
"You try my patience, love. Leave now, before I change my mind. Undo what can be undone. Do not attempt to harm Louise again, or feel my sister's wrath and mine. This is your final warning."
Morgane backed toward the tunnel slowly. Her eyes darted upward, watching the last witches flee from sight and the last huntsmen follow. Devereaux let them go. Morgane would never surrender with an audience. Now the auditorium was nearly empty. Only our own remained, and Manon. She stared at Giles' empty face, her own equally lifeless. Lou looked as if she might approach her, but I squeezed her waist. "Not yet."
"My final warning," Morgane breathed. "The wrath of a goddess."
When she lifted her hands, everyone tensed, but she only brought them together in applause. Each clap echoed in the empty auditorium. A truly frightening grin split her face.
"Well done, Louise. It seems you have powerful pieces in our game. But do not forget, I have mine. You have outplayed me. For now."
Lou stepped away from Celie and me, swallowing hard.
"I was never playing, Maman. I loved you."
"Oh, darling. Didn't I tell you love makes you weak?"
A wild gleam lit Morgane's eyes as she inched backward. She was close to the tunnel now, close to escape. Ansel hovered nearby with an anxious expression. It mirrored my own. I glanced to Devereaux, praying he'd change his mind, capture her. But he didn't move. He trusted her to leave, to obey her goddess's command. I didn't.
"But the game isn't over yet. The rules have simply changed. That's all. I cannot use magic. Not here. I cannot touch you, but..."
I realized her intent too late. We all did. Cackling, she swooped up my fallen knife and lunged, driving it into the base of Ansel's skull.